This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, thank you and hello from Chicago at the 2016 Illinois Farm Bureau Annual Meeting. We're broadcasting live from the Palmer House Hilton Hotel, and we're going to take a few minutes to visit with some members of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. We've got a couple members of the Board of Directors. First off, we're going to be talking with David Husing, who is the Vice President of the Board. David, nice to see you here in Chicago.
Good morning.
Glad to be talking with you, and you've been on the board for a few years now. You've been to annual meeting before, so just tell me a little bit about your experience in serving Macoupin County.
Well, it's been a great opportunity. I don't think anything, you know, that I could have done, you know, prior to this could have led me, you know, for the leadership opportunities that Farm Bureau and being here at the annual meeting presents.
Well, sounds like you've had some great experiences, and I assume you're involved in farming, being a director of the County Farm Bureau.
Yes, I have been involved in agriculture my entire life. Currently, you know, work for a farm outside of Shipman. Keeps everything in check, and, you know, with corn, soybeans, cattle, just a typical Macoupin County farmer, I guess.
That's not a bad thing. That's great to hear. We need our farmers, and I'm talking to folks like you every day. One thing that we discussed briefly before we started the interview is you do a lot of work with the legislative side of things with the County Farm Bureau. Share with us why you find that important, and you said there's always something to be looking at and learning when it comes to legislation and agriculture.
Well, our legislators are some of the driving forces behind some of the rules and regulations that get passed for us farmers. You know, anything that comes down the pipe that could affect us, it's great to be informed with, just to stay on top of things. And Farm Bureau does a really great job of, you know, getting that information out there to people who may not know that it's happening, or just in general, I mean, being an organization that always looks after people that may not quite understand what's going on themselves.
And being a farmer, that it's more than just, as you know, and I'm all farmers know, but to the general public, to the consumers, it's more than just worrying about planting that crop in the ground. You have things on the governmental side, whether that's in Washington or the state, like you mentioned, that you need to be aware of.
Absolutely. And, you know, like I said before, just to stay informed and to know what's coming, you know, down that eventually could affect your farm. It's great to be involved in an organization that actually has your best interest at heart and looks after you.
Well, it sounds like you really do have a lot of passion and have had great experiences working with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Now, I know we've got delegate session on Monday. Any big issues that you expect to be brought up during that this year, or how are things looking?
From the talk throughout the group, you know, I've talked to several delegates from other counties and everything, and it seems like it's going to be a pretty quiet year. Nothing major coming down. They are talking about passing a new professional membership, what they call a PM membership, which would offer our non-agriculture people a place at the table in Farm Bureau. You know, so your members that don't quite, they don't farm, I mean, they may be involved in agriculture in another aspect besides the actual physical farming of it. It will give those people an opportunity to have a place in Farm Bureau. You know, your ag advisors, your equipment dealers, those type of people that are involved in agriculture but don't do the actual physical farming aspect of it.
I've had a lot of conversations with whether it be Farm Bureau members like yourself or the managers, and finding those new members to replace retiring directors. The talk is Farm Bureau is aging, so I imagine if they would implement that new membership category, probably going to help fill some spaces on county boards and in other things.
Yes, as you know, I mean, Macoupin County is we're celebrating our 100th year anniversary this year in 2017, and you know, as we have the population has aged, you know, the new farmers coming in to take over those acres are becoming fewer and fewer. Not that the ground is not being farmed. It's just the fact that there's less people actually doing the farming. So we need to, you know, look at every aspect because, you know, it doesn't matter what you do. You know, agriculture affects and is implicated in your life every day. So in order to bring those people in, you know, and offer some new insights and new advice and to be able to, you know, continue the organization for another 100 years.
Thank you very much, David Husing, who's the Vice President of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. And now we're going to take some time to visit with someone who doesn't have as much experience on the board, a brand new board member, Joe Lawner. Joe, tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, and your family.
I farm in northwest Macoupin County. Just appointed to the board in February. Still learning my way through the Farm Bureau. Like I say, we corn, soybeans, wheat, hay, cow-calf operations, so it's we keep busy, so it's first time up here to this conference, so this has been a learning experience already.
What was your first impression when you arrived to the Palmer House and you're seeing all these other county members here?
A lot of interest. You know, everybody seems to, it's one thing I've noticed with the Farm Bureau, they're looking out for the best of the farmer. You know, there's all different types of people here from all over the state, and they all have the same goal, and that is to look out for the best of the farmers.
You being new, you said there is a lot to learn. You're in your first year, but something exciting that you get to work on right away is that 100th anniversary for the county, and you actually get to serve on the committee for that.
That is correct. We're kind of our beginning stages, but we're trying to come up with a venue, budget. Trying to figure out what we're going to do, you know, some kind of a meal, some kind of possibly entertainment. We aren't exactly sure what we're going to do yet. The committee's meeting here towards the end of December, so we'll know a little bit more then, hopefully. So,
well, sounds great. Lots to look forward to. And you being a new member to the board, I'm assuming you're also welcoming other new members to join the county as well.
Oh, yes, most definitely. You know, we need membership. The Farm Bureau is a good, you know, grassroots organization. They're constantly looking out for the best of the farmer, you know, through policies, through local campaigns. And it's just something we need. Well, there's some older gentlemen that are retiring off the boards, and we need some good young people with some new ideas.
Well, thank you very much, Joe Lawner, who is a first-year county board member for Macoupin County. We're broadcasting live from Chicago at the Palmer House Hilton at the 2016 Illinois Farm Bureau Annual Meeting. I'm Katie Wilson on FM 106.